Temperatures are falling as a significant winter storm moves through the state. An update on an executive order on abortion-related activities. And a group representing Oklahoma ranchers polls its political endorsements. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, January 23rd. I'm Deborah Schar. Governor Kevin Stitt provided an update this morning on state preparations for the winter storm. He says the State Emergency Operations Center is at level 2 with around-the-clock staffing from multiple state agencies. Stitt says utility companies are monitoring the weather and don't expect major power outages.
We have excess energy here in Oklahoma, unlike some other states. That's why it's so important. So we've got natural gas reserves, so we're not reliant on even gas pipelines, that we can actually keep our electricity up and running if we need to for extended periods of time.
Crews from ODOT, Oklahoma Turnpike Authority, and local cities began pre-treating roads, highways, and bridges earlier this week. Stitt says more than 600 multi-use trucks are on standby around the state this weekend. New state education leaders continue to get rid of policies of former Oklahoma Superintendent Ryan Walters. State Impact's Beth Wallace has more on a decision from Thursday's State Board of Education meeting.
The board unanimously approved a slate of proposed administrative rules, including one that would remove a requirement for incoming Oklahoma teachers to take the U.S. naturalization test for certification, which was implemented last year. Walters' rule originally would have required all teachers to take the test, then the legislature amended it to only include new teachers. But the board has been completely replaced since the previous rule was voted on. It is now up to the legislature to approve the rule's removal during this spring's legislative session. It's not the first reversal from the new administration. Current state superintendent Lyndall Fields also pulled a Walters mandate to require Bibles in classrooms and promised a revision of Walters' controversial social studies standards that featured 2020 election denialism. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
Oklahoma Healthcare Authority CEO Clay Bullard announced that Governor Kevin Stitt has amended and reissued his executive order on abortion. State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports the agency is now requiring providers to sign a new form.
The OHCA board rejected multiple rules last year meant to implement Stitt's executive order. That order required all Oklahoma Medicaid providers to submit a signed attestation disclosing whether they or any related entities engage in activities like referral or affiliation. The board voted in November to ask the governor for clarity on his executive order and to pause its implementation. Now, Clay Bullard says it has been revised.
A lot of the ambiguity in language that you guys debated for quite some time, that language was taken out.
Currently, he says providers must attest that they are following state law as it relates to abortion, something that is already in their contracts.
This is just above and beyond their contracts.
Providers have until May 15th to comply. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association has pulled its endorsement of Attorney General Gentner Drummond in this year's race for governor. Anna Pope reports the advocacy group says it will no longer endorse any political candidates.
The association announced it's rescinding and voiding its political endorsement of Drummond for governor. In the future, the organization doesn't plan to endorse candidates for any elections. The association represents about 5,000 Oklahoma ranching families, according to its website. The group's leadership says it has concerns with Drummond's actions impacting Oklahoma cattle operations, including, quote, watershed-based regulatory and litigation strategies. This comes after the association supported poultry companies' request for a stay in Oklahoma's decades-long water pollution lawsuit, in which the AG represents the state. Michael Kelsey, the Cattlemen's Association's executive vice president, says the organization's policy positions and political engagement must reflect the priorities of its membership. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
Find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.